Michelle. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Michelle.
Congratulations, Jason. Welcome, visitors, newcomers. Thank you. Grateful to be here to see what I can give back to AA. AA has given me so much ever since I was introduced to it when I was, I don't know how old I was. I was a teenager, though. And I was introduced to AA because I was called into support group for troubled kids in high school. I didn't really know why. I didn't know. I was a troubled kid back then. My mom kind of coordinated it for me to be there, but it was a safe place for me to go and talk about what I was really up to on the weekends with other kids in a small group during high school, and I would share with them, and I guess it was a little bit abnormal because even the other kids encouraged me to go check out AA. So we got in a car and they all went with me to my first AA meeting. So that was pretty cool, like the support of other people right away. Just so that's how I was introduced to AA, and I knew at the time I identified with them in the meeting, how they shared and how they drank. Even before that, I knew I drank a little bit differently from the get-go. I drank since I was a kid, and because it always did so much for me, and so I thought, you know, like as a kid, and started to hide it, stash it, make sure I always had a stash, like just alcohol, so that I knew it was there. That gave me some security. And as I got older, the amount increased, and then the stories would get more interesting once I was, you know, in high school, and stuff would happen that I wouldn't understand. Why did that happen? Like, why did, you know, that wasn't a good idea, or I know better than that. But I didn't realize that I couldn't control how much I drank once I started drinking. And then once I started to try to control, I couldn't. Once I started to try to not drink at all, I couldn't stay stopped. But ever since I went to AA when I was a teenager, I thought, well, I didn't stay when I was a teenager. I figured that I could figure it out, and I would one day manage it. And it didn't take too long. I think my drinking career in its entirety, when I was really at it, I guess, was not including under 10, was maybe 10 years total. Or I got sober when I was 22, and I've been sober since then. I'm 30 now. So from the time I was a teenager to 22, I was always trying to control it, try different things, change the outside, all kinds of things. And to manage my life, I didn't realize that my life was unmanageable and that I was powerless until I was 22 and I was out of answers and my life was so small. And there wasn't really anybody left in my life that I could talk to or openly and honestly about what it was really like and what was really going on with me. And I just had to face the fact that maybe I needed to go back to those AA meetings. And I was out of options. I was cornered, basically. And so my drinking career was quick. It progressed pretty fast, and I'm grateful I knew about AA and where to go to find out where I could give myself another shot, I guess. One last shot. And then I was here. I went to a meeting. Just showed up, and people surrounded me. Somebody bought me a big book, you know, took me to coffee, paid for my coffee, just... And then the woman that sat down with me and had coffee with me started to tell me about how she drank, and I couldn't believe that somebody should drink like me. Understood. And it continues today, you know, like anywhere we go, anywhere in the world, we go to an AA meeting and the fellowship is there for us. We can go to meetings every day, multiple times a day, and now today when I go to meetings, I can look to see how I can give back, like was given to me, and that's pretty cool. I did the steps with a sponsor, which helped me to understand why, you know, what alcoholism is and why I was powerless. Like, maybe not why I was an alcoholic, but just what alcoholism is, and just accept that it is what it is, and I am one. And then I could move on from that once I accepted that I was an alcoholic and do the rest of the steps with more of an open mind and open to the solution, open to God and new ideas about God. And it's completely changed my life. So if you know someone you're thinking about asking as a sponsor or thinking about maybe reading the book with someone, it's a great way to start, you know. That's pretty much it. I'm grateful to be here, and thanks for listening to me.